Hey, Russ.
Hey, Tony. What'd you wear for Halloween?
I wore, I didn't. I wore nothing. Oh. I mean, I wore clothes because I live in a suburb and on a cul-de-sac and there's children around. My son was a skull trooper from Fortnite.
I don't understand anything you just said.
Fortnite. It nope. is, okay, well, you should get up to speed because it's cultural canon. Welcome to One Beer, One Song. It's a podcast.
Episode December.
It's a podcast about me being out of town and also plumbing in my house. That's what we talk about. But let's just be honest, right? We're on a quarterly publishing schedule now.
I guess so. Well, speaking of your basement, we asked people for questions and they said, this is from Travis Wadkins. If a basement gets flooded with sewage, is it possible to ever really clean it or should you just burn the whole house down?
It depends on your level of germaphobability and also your ability to deny things.
Where are you?
I have a pretty high level of deniability or denialability. Mm. I can deny a lot of shit.
It's not just a river in Egypt.
This basement has been flooded once with sewage.
Twice with cum.
Okay, it's not a family podcast, but Jesus Christ. Once with sewage, we still live here. The house has not burnt down, and we don't intend to burn it down. So I would answer in the affirmative that it is possible to clean. And you, as we have established on the show, have dealt with much worse sewage backup.
Yeah, so when I experienced shit flood, they said they sprayed the basement with this chemical that sanitized everything. Mm-hmm. They could have been lying to me, and that's fine, but sure. They said the right thing, and he had a uniform and a name badge sewn into it, so I felt really confident in the lies he was telling me.
And it's important that they actually make you go through the process too, because we had after the first flood, we had a mold company come out. My wife was, she's like, it smells weird down there. We need to have somebody look at it. And they came out and they were like, oh yeah, you're going to die. And they treated it twice.
And you're still here.
And when they treated it, they went through and they said they wiped down every surface and then they fog the air and then they seal the basement and you're not allowed to open the door for 48 hours. And it's that formality. They could have like sat down here and played cards and then were like, don't go down there for 48 hours. You can't do that and you're going to die.
They could have been like skinning a human.
And they did that twice. And we
two
were
humans.
Like, and we were like, this basement is clean now. Man. It is clean for sure. So this is a podcast that we do rarely. Each time we do it, we, misrepresent and or underappreciate I don't know, a beer and or a song, sometimes multiple beers, sometimes multiple songs. Never know.
Bodily fluids.
We already established that this is about travel and plumbing and Russ being super awkward and weird and inappropriate. That's fine. What are you opening there, man? Oh, God. I'll fix that later.
Bodily fluids is just natural. It's just a part of the body.
It's true.
It's just science. It's not weird. We should call it, you know, a technical term like jism.
No, it's not weird. You're weird. What are you opening? You
here we are.
It's radio. You have to talk about you're doing.
So a couple weeks ago, you and I went to a wedding, an out-of-town wedding. Actually, you and your wife went.
That was a month ago, actually.
You and your wife went. I also attended. We didn't go together, although both of y'all ended up in my room way late at night drinking whiskey.
It was a very, it was a mutual friend who has been on the podcast.
Yep. Like friend of the show, Dave.
5 years ago.
Yeah. So he made us go to Highland, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And here's what I thought about Highland, North Carolina. It reminded me of Colorado mm-hmm. in the fact that super clean, everyone's super nice, and I did not see one person of color in the entire 72 hours I was there.
It is real white up there.
Real white. And surprisingly, the quality of food, though, was still good.
I'm not going to say either way. That's fine.
I enjoyed the food. They had a really cool grocery store that had a bakery. Not like a Publix bakery.
I'm not saying the food was bad. I'm just like, I didn't register that in my meter.
Oh, I tend to associate people of color with better food than what white people can.
Yeah. 100%.
So the sandwich shop was Elevated Sandwiches. There was a grocery store that had like a full kitchen thing going on and a delightful bakery. Anywho, went to this fancy hotel and when I was making the reservation, like, do you want to add the local beer package? Yes. Just click. So I now have a bucket. I don't know if I'm supposed to take the bucket with me, but I took the bucket anyways.
Sure, yeah.
And the cloth that was underneath it, mm-hmm. it was a nice cup towel.
You took a napkin with you?
Uh-huh. And the beers that were in there. And there was four, five, six beers and two mugs.
Okay.
I didn't bring the mugs over. One of the beers.
What in the goddamn hell are we drinking?
One of the beers was Wicked Weed, which we're not going to review.
Budweiser. That's right. Budweiser.
So this one is a can, if you couldn't tell by the opening sound. It's a Currahee.
Currahee. Spell it.
Currahee Brewing Company from Franklin, North Carolina. This is the Waya Lager. Waayah. New Zealand hopped German style lager. It's 12 fluid ounces. It's 5.6% alcohol. It has the upside down craft independent label on it.
You said it's an interesting style variant, though. What is the
New Zealand hopped German style lager?
German style lager. So that would connote like continental hops, but a little bit more bitter than like a Bohemian Pilsner,
but probably more aromatic.
No, not necessarily. But when you add New Zealand hops, is it going to be like Nelson Sauvin?
Oh, that's hoppy? That's what I was getting to. Like now with the addition of those,
right. Yeah, yeah.
So it is a bright straw yellow, a bright, vivid white head.
It's a little bit hazy.
What? You got the bottom half of the bottle.
Oh yeah.
Yours see
is,
mine.
Yours is real clear.
Yeah.
Mine's not.
Yeah, that must have been.
I don't know why you hate me so much. I'm smelling. It smells lagery.
You're like if the Brawny Man came to life, but not as attractive.
That's fair.
Okay.
I also imagine that I'm way more annoying than the Brawny Man.
I don't know. He's always
pretty chill.
Well, yeah, but he's barging into people's houses. That's not cool.
It's not the Kool-Aid Man.
It's more subtle, but he's like, I sense a mess. Hey, babe.
Right. Yeah. He's like, I sense a mess. I'm holding an axe.
Hey, girl.
Let me chop that mess up for you. What do you smell, Russell?
I smell yeast.
It's the lager yeast is strong in this one. It's mm-hmm. very sulfury.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. It right when it hits your tongue, it's like, oh, it's like my dad's beer. It's uh-huh. just a cold lager. And then the story begins.
Well, what is that story? Take us on the emotional journey.
It's the continental hops, the Euro hops and the lager yeast are very strong.
And they linger for a second. They don't just
almost distracting. It's like, it's bitter like an IPA. It is as bitter as an IPA, relatively speaking, because the malt bill is not as big as an IPA. It's
okay.
Balanced. It's is. Should we trade glasses? Are we?
All right.
We have drinking traded glasses.
Drinking Tony's cloudy, disgusting beer.
Yeah. So that one, mine is obviously way yeastier.
Yeah.
But this is a bitter beer.
Yes, it is.
This is bitter. Yeah. Not bad. I mean, no. I 30% of my bloodstream is IPA, so I'm here for it. But
you should have that checked out. Can I drink you? Can I put you on tap? How does that work?
I just had a physical this week, or a follow up to a physical, because my doctor was like, "You need to come back soon, and I want to see this again." And it was fine.
Oh, good. Yeah. How are your balls?
Balls are good.
How's your hymen?
Do not have one.
Oh, sorry. What was that thing they're always checking when they go through the balls? They're checking your
prostate.
No, that's when they go through your butt,
which I have to do now. Because heredity,
because of genes.
He's been all up in there since I was 35.
But when they push through your balls, what's that thing that can
push through your balls?
Yeah, then they cough. They're not.
Oh, they're checking for a hernia.
Yeah, the hymen.
I have not been checked for a hernia since middle school.
You mean my doctor's been doing it wrong?
I mean, yeah.
That's not how they measure pants.
Listen, you're without a hernia, so he's been doing something right.
Oh, no.
But yeah, no, I went, and here's the thing that I learned. So my total cholesterol, HDL plus LDL, mm-hmm. is high.
Okay.
But my good cholesterol, the HDL, is high enough that the ratio is 3.5 to 1. And as long as you're under 4 to 1, it's considered healthy. He's like, he's like, you got a lot of cholesterol, but the good cholesterol is doing the work. And so you're in good shape. And I was like, okay, can you take your hand out of my butt, please?
Have you ever been a ventriloquist dummy before?
Oh my God. Yeah, I'll have to do. I'll have to start the actual like colonoscopies at 45.
So a buddy of mine, heredity, and he has to go once a year for the be put under, and they go up in there and they burn off some stuff.
Yep,
it's like yeah, once a year they just stick the thing, and I'm like, man.
My dad's doctor told my dad to tell his kids to tell their doctors that my dad is a polyp factory. So
can you just write that down so I can just hand a slip of paper?
Yeah, exactly. I it's in my medical file at my PCP. I was just like,
my dad's a polyp factory.
And he's so at 35.
Lousy with
like,
polyps.
He was like, well, let's just check for blood. Here, roll over. And I was just like, whoa, I'm not emotionally prepared for this. And he was like, you can thank your dad. Here we go. Yeah.
Wow.
So this is likely, I mean, I guess we'll probably have one more episode after this before the end of the year, but like this is kind of the year end wrap up, right? Let's get our listicles going here.
All right, more questions from Twitter.
That's not even where I was headed.
Chris, why does all beer need to be soaked in bourbon barrels? It doesn't, and I would check your news sources if that's what you think all beer has to go through.
It sounds like someone is mad about bourbon barrels, which is fair because
why?
Because it's
bourbon barrels make bourbon.
It can be overused, misused, you know.
In beer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But they make, I mean, they make bourbon, but like when you soak beer in them, it doesn't like.
But Chris says, why does all beer need to be soaked in bourbon barrels? And it doesn't.
Right. So you're assessing the
quality of the question.
Right.
Yeah. Chris's second question.
Oh, he's one of those.
What's an Ariana Grande? She's a entitled millennial who licks cupcakes and then puts them back on the shelves who has a shitty brother. Next question.
She is a medium-sized drink at Starbucks. Yeah.
I don't know anything about this. This is one. Next one's all you. Can you kill Fortnite dances?
Oh, Fortnite. I love Fortnite. Like I have a 9-year-old boy, so
that got really weird because I don't know what Fortnite is. But you just said I love Fortnite, and then I have a 9-year-old son. I'm like
Fortnite. So you literally don't know what it is, or are you just being weird?
I understand that it's a game. Okay, that's yeah. But beyond that,
it's no a video Fortnite. Game. It's a battle royale style video game where they drop 100 people, 100 strangers from around the world on the same map, and you try to be the last one standing in its simplest form. Now, within that, there are untold levels of like different uniforms and skins and weapons and like, and then there are also dance moves that you can acquire either by through accomplishment in the game, or you can just straight up buy them.
The question is, can you kill Fortnite dances?
Right. So the answer is functionally, the answer to that question is no.
Chris, no.
If you were in charge of this podcast, it would be 11 seconds long.
It depends on how much fun I'd be having.
You cannot kill Fortnite dances. Also, like, I'm surrounded by basically like children that are like third through fifth grade, just in the neighborhood, and my son is 9 years old and whatever else. And they all just do these dances all the time. And I think it's hilarious. I love it. I posted on Instagram a month or so ago. We walked into an Ingles in North Georgia, and I was with my son and two of his friends, and they're all about the same age. And I was like, hey, guys, look, you're on TV. And I pointed to the security monitor that walking in the door, and they all immediately broke into separate Fortnite dances. My son was doing the floss. His female friend was doing Orange Justice, and his male friend was doing Disco Fever. And they just, like, automatic. And I was like, hell yes.
I know what one of those dance moves were, and I'm good with where I am in my life.
Which one?
The floss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Orange Julius, that's a drink.
Orange Justice.
The last question from Chris is, best Christmas movie that's not directly related to Christmas that's not Die Hard. What?
Best Christmas movie?
That's not directly related to Christmas that's not Die Hard.
Do you have an answer?
Home Alone.
Home Alone is good. The soundtrack is good.
What was on that soundtrack?
Where was I recently that... they were just playing the Home Alone soundtrack as I was at a shop at Pond City Market, and it was this great holiday like symphonic music, and it was one of them was the fast song from Nutcracker,
Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies,
and then it like the music got weird, and she was like, I just have it on a Home Alone playlist, and I was like, what? She's like, Spotify will give you, serve you a Home Alone soundtrack.
That was not Dance
playlist.
The Sugar Plum Fairies. What is that?
It's like Trepak or something.
He's dead.
No, that name of the thing. I know what you're, it might be Sugar Plum Fairies.
No, I thought,
Anyway, my answer to this, due purely to like recent recollection, Gia and I recently watched rewatched the Grand Budapest Hotel, the Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah, Wes Anderson, he's hit or miss with me.
Well, he makes one movie.
Right, just it's different characters.
Middle-aged white guy is problematic and deeply shitty with privilege and has trying to redeem himself with those around. Even the Fantastic Mr. Fox or whatever, it's like, oh, middle-aged white guy Fox is shitty and needs to fix his life. Steve Zissou, Rushmore, obviously Royal Tenenbaums. But Budapest, like, so I've kind of written off Wes Anderson, but like Budapest Hotel is so much fun.
Really?
It's just visually is like, it's just good. And it's largely based in winter. So it's not directly Christmassy, but it's wintery. And, Ralph Fiennes is the perfect actor for his role. It's just, it's really good.
What about that, comedy with, where he takes an axe and goes to the door and says, here's Johnny.
The Shining?
Yeah. Mm. Would that be one?
Sure.
It's wintry.
That just seems like a kind of a countercultural answer that you're just being like contrarian.
I wasn't.
Oh, this is a holiday movie. I'm going to watch The Shining.
Well, I've never seen it.
Hmm. It's probably worse than you are imagining.
And we both saw separately recently Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse.
The Spider-Verse is out of this world.
It was shockingly good.
I was going in expecting to watch a 2-hour version of like one of the animated series that plays in the afternoon or whatever. It is off the chain. Like whatever you think is going to be a Spider-Man movie, like
Spider-Man.
You have no idea.
Visually amazing. The soundtrack was unbelievable. Voice casting was great. Direction.
We went to the only reason I will go to movies in the movie theater is because we have this AMC theater here that has the big giant recliner seats.
That's the only reason you'll go?
Yeah, I can't like just sit in a movie theater seat with
white privilege.
Maybe.
Okay.
Probably. But this movie theater is amazing, and we went and I was just blown away.
That's shocking. Like both of us enjoyed something.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. At this theater, the tickets for me, my wife, and my son, all in, was like $72. Because the adult tickets are like $23, and the child tickets are $19.
Jesus Christ.
And it was like...
And you went to a matinee.
It was 4:15. I mean, it was late afternoon.
Now, did that include your drinks that you got at the bar?
Nope.
Because I know you.
Yeah, we get a wine and a beer.
Yeah,
and that's another reason that the movie theater is great. Go see the Spider-Man Spider-Verse movie; it's amazing.
Yeah,
not to tell you what to do, but I'll totally tell you what to do. Oh. So we're like 19 minutes in now. Are we? Do you want to listen to something?
Okay.
Well, you're going to tell me what we want to listen to?
No.
Okay.
I brought the beer.
So, you sent me an email.
Lies.
And it had a wrap-up of the year in extreme metal.
I would never send that to you.
Mm-hmm. I have it right here. This is a legally binding document. So what I want you to do is go to this is the Mashable article, which was published. I can't find the date here.
What's the title of the article?
Metal had an amazing year, and these are the albums to prove it.
All right, so listed in this article, I have not read the article.
Kellen Beck, December 9th.
I just sent it to Tony because I figured it'd come useful. So he has asked me to read through the names and pick one based on the names. So the first one is Skeleton Witch, Devouring Radiant Light.
I've seen them live.
No one's surprised. Between the Buried and Me, Automata 1 and Automata 2. Cult Leader, A Patient Man.
Wait, is Automata 1 and Automata 2 those albums? I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
They're in italics.
Then there was the Judas Priest, Firepower. I've heard of them, so I'm not going to pick them.
Breaking the law.
Ara Noir. That's the album and the name.
But wait. The Ara Noir is the name of the band, and then the album name has an E on the end, and the name of the band doesn't. That is some pretentious ass bullshit right there.
So you're not getting picked Aro Noir?
No.
Kalma? Peo. Palo. Yob?
Kalma. Wait, hold on, hold on. What? Kalma, K-A-L-M-A-H. And the album is Palo, P-A-L-O.
The next band is Yob. The album was Our Raw Heart. Just difficult to say.
Our Raw Heart.
Then there's Tribulation down below. Band Sleep released The Sciences.
Sleep.
Necrogoblicon. Sure. Their album was Welcome to Bonkers. That's I like that.
I love that.
Okay, that's it. That's the album. Okay, so I like the last one, the Goblicon. Necrogoblicon. But that makes me think of dead people and things you shouldn't do to them.
I'm that's my vote is Necrogoblicon, but you get to pick.
Yay. I get to choose my poison. Yob Ara Heart. Maybe. But I think Kalma, no. Aro Noir, no. You're pretentious and fine. Judas Priest, no. Mm-mm. Cult Leader, Patient Man. I think we're going to go with the first one. Skeleton Witch, Devouring Radiant Light.
Skeleton Witch. All right. So we're just going to do the the suggested YouTube video here. We're not going to actually dig into the album Devouring Radiant Light.
Thank you.
So off of that album, this is Skeleton Witch, Fen of Shadows. Yes. Yes. That ruled.
The first 60 seconds were the best part.
I mean,
the next 60 seconds, the next 60 seconds, fine. When the screaming, why does he have to scream?
Dude, that was so good. No.
Then there's the hoedown part.
That's called galloping metal.
That's bullshit. Like you, I think you've, no, is that a real thing?
Do you want it to be?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's a real like genre description, but like that, I've heard to describe bass playing, like for like Iron Maiden metal. It's like the galloping bass.
I just don't know. In like the second 60 seconds, I was in a video game. I was being chased, or I'm doing some chasing. Yeah, I'm going to get the bad guys. And then the screaming started, and I quit the game.
No. Yeah. It's that life is 100% pain, and this song is here for it. Yeah, that was awesome.
Then there was a bridge.
I was originally dismayed when I saw that the song was 8 minutes long, because I'm like, oh, that's 8 minutes of airtime. And I will very likely shave off some of the first 60 seconds because it's kind of
boring. You mean the good part?
The nappy part for us. But the like once the song got going, I was like, oh, we're doing the whole thing. No. And then it just ends. Like it's
I'm sorry, everybody. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I have never loved you more.
God, fuck off. So the beer, I would not have picked this up on the store shelf, not a style I gravitate towards. Mm-mm. But I've almost finished mine.
Yeah, me too. It's tasty. It's definitely on all the flavors that it lacks nuance is what I'm trying to say. Like all of the flavors are full forward, like
rye, New Zealand hops.
Yeah.
Sunday.
But it's, it's tasty. I would be overjoyed to be at like a barbecue and see a cooler with a bunch of Bud Light and then like some of these in there. I'd be like, oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Sierra Nevada Summerfest or all those like summer lagers, but like they're big flavor as opposed to, not big flavor. What are you looking at?
All right, Guy Fieri in Flavortown.
I wish I had Guy Fieri's hairline. He's got more hair than I do. Any final wrap-ups?
Never say you want to be anything like Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri's great.
No, he's not.
Okay. Expound on that. Why is he not great?
I don't have time.
I know you're firmly Camp Bourdain.
Oh yeah.
But Guy Fieri. Have you seen the comedy bit where the guy's like, Anthony Bourdain would suck to hang out with. Like Guy Fieri's actually like.
So the New York Times went. I think it was New York Times went to his restaurant in Times Square, and it's a tourist trap. That's all it is.
Oh, for sure, 100%.
It's awful food, and even like his signature things are just awful.
He doesn't care. He's getting paid.
I think it already closed.
Probably.
I hope so.
He's just like, yeah, call it donkey sauce. I'll cash my checks over here.
Bye.
Bye.
Test. Bum 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 bum.
Bum 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 bum.
Bum 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 bum